First Season, written by Jane Ashford and read by Jan Kramer.
Chapter 1. "Well, I don't like it here," said Nicholas Wyndham, looking around the elegantly furnished blue drawing room with a jaundiced eye. There was nothing obviously offensive in the delicately moulded white ceiling, the thick Turkey carpet, or the fashionable French tables and sofas, but his brother, Sir William, the elder by a year, seemed to concur. He grimaced sympathetically and shrugged. "We must do something." "But, Nicky, what could we possibly do?" William's deep blue eyes widened. Nicholas sighed. He and his brother looked much alike, resembling their mother in soft brown hair, pale colouring and fine bone structure. And William was a splendid fellow for a tramp through the woods or a wild gallop, neck or nothing, behind the local hounds. But Nicky often felt that their father's heir lacked some quality that he himself possessed in abundance. "Scores of things," he retorted, drumming his slender fingers on his knee and considering. Sir William Wyndham, very conscious of his responsibility as head of the family, sat straighter in the blue velvet armchair and shook his head. "Now, Nicky, don't begin one of your high flights." His brother snorted. "You've been pleased enough with some of them. What about Mr. Winston?" William grinned. Mr. Winston, a late and unlamented tutor in the Wyndham household, had left it precipitously. "That was Susan, not you. It was my idea to set her on him. Yes, but, well, I admit that Susan is enough for anyone." As the brothers pondered this truism, in perfect agreement, the subject of it came hurtling through the double doors that led to the hall, leaving them standing open behind her. "Here you are," she stood, hands on hips, green eyes smouldering. "I suppose you thought I shouldn't find you here." They eyed her warily. Susan Wyndham, the youngest of the family, had inherited a mass of flaming red hair from her paternal forebears and an irresistible temper from sources unknown. Her brothers had long since learned to respect her opinions. "We thought you were busy upstairs," ventured Nick. "You didn't! How could I be in this beastly place? I hate it here." Coming farther into the room, she subsided into the armchair opposite William with a flurry of white muslin skirts. "All of us do," agreed William, putting his chin in his hand. "Well, we should go back home then," replied his sister. "Let us speak to Mama at once." She made as if to rise. William laughed shortly, and Nicholas said, "Mama is out, and besides, she likes it. I heard her say so." Susan's auburn brows came together, and her full lower lip began to protrude. Both brothers braced themselves. But before she could gather voice for an initial blast, there was a soft sound from the doorway, and then a scraping noise from behind the sofa where Nicholas sat. "Daisy?" wondered Susan. "Oh, no." William sprang up and shut the doors. "Is he scratching the table? Nicky, look and see." Reluctantly, Nicholas peered over the sofa back, directly into the yellow eyes of an immense ginger tomcat who had sunk his front claws into the scrolled leg of a Louis-Seize table. Holding the boy's gaze, the cat bent slowly forward and fastened his teeth on the same object. Nicholas shuddered and drew back. "Yes." "Get him!" William ran round the sofa. "Daisy!" shrieked Susan, leaping to the rescue. The cat streaked under the couch, coming out directly under Nicky's feet and causing him to jerk them up convulsively. "Come on," shouted William, "we'll corner him." His brother swallowed and rose, squaring his shoulders. "I'm coming." He moved forward like a soldier going into battle. "No," cried Susan. She ran over and scooped the animal into her arms, his oversized body drooping on all sides. "Leave her alone." William sighed again. "Him, Susan, I keep telling you, I can't understand why you had to drag that horrid creature off the streets. You might have taken a kitten of your own if you'd asked, and not some wretched alley cat." "She was starving," replied Susan with finality, caressing Daisy's flat head. The cat purred, but continued to stare at the Wyndham brothers with malicious glee.